As semi-trucks become more commonplace on farms, so do flatbed trailers. Your needs will determine the type of flatbed to look for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/ideaentry. That's agriculture.com/ideaentry.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Flatbed trailers are one of the many workhorses on the farm. They're used to haul grain, machinery, and supplies. They vary a great deal in their construction, ease of loading, and hauling capacity, so it's important to understand the different types of flatbeds. Dave Moats is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming magazine and researches the price trends of machinery. He says there is a huge variety of flatbed trailers in several design categories.
There's the basic flatbed trailer, the drop deck trailer, which most of the trailer sits lower to the ground. There's a thing called a double drop deck trailer, and they're similar to drop deck trailers, except they also dip below the rear trailer axles. Then there are low boy trailers, and these are very low to the ground. A lot of times they'll feature a thing called a detachable hitch, where you can detach from the front of the trailer and just drive your equipment right up off the ground. And then there's slide axle trailers, which I just don't ever expect them in much use in agriculture.
Before shopping for a trailer, know exactly what you need and how you will use it.
What capacity are you going to haul? How many axles do you need to have? And what kind of features, like the detachable hitch and onboard hydraulics with an independent motor, if that is necessary for you to operate? That'll all have a huge influence on what you're going to be paying for that trailer at auction or even at a dealership.
I'm Jody Henke. Pick up Dave Moats' Steel Deals reports on RFD TV, every issue of Successful Farming magazine, and also at agriculture.com.